I think it's interesting for us to note the or to contrast the responses of Lot and Abram or and Abraham when they first meet the angel. As we discussed previously, when Abraham meets the angel, he's very quick to provide for their needs. He is very desirous for them to stay and to come into his house. When we look at Lot, we read in verse 2, it says, "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night, and then go on your way early in the morning." When we look at what Abraham says, you can stay and then go on your way. But with Lot, he says, you can stay and then go on your way early in the morning. So as our brother David was pointing out, it seems as though, you know, Lot is willing to do the, you know, to follow the custom of what would be required when you have a guest. But it's his desire to have them go on their way early in the morning. And we also see the difference in the responses from the men of God. When they come to Abraham, we see in chapter 18, verse 5, their response to Abraham's invitation is, "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." But their first response, when Lot offers them the same invitation, they say, "No," they answered, "we will spend the night in the square." And so we see the different responses by the men of God as a result of the life that they were living. Abraham being the separate man, living the way that he should, there was the opportunity for communion and relationship with the men of God. Well, we see Lot, who, because of where the position that he was in, was not able to, wanted them to leave, first of all, and second of all, was refused at first the same desire. But we do see the grace in that after Lot's insistence, the men of God do go into his home. And we see that the type of the believer who is not walking in a right position, but if they're insistent, the Lord is still there. The Lord is still willing to listen. The Lord is still willing to intercede. But we see, you know, continuing on, just all of the devastating consequences that come as a result of Lot's moral failure, not only on his family, but on future generations as well.
Now, okay, yeah, I want to remind us that I'm looking at the clock, and we don't want to leave this meeting still in Sodom. So if Emil encouraged us, and I want to encourage us to make our contributions small and brief, and we want to be able to pass on. Tony brought us on a few moments ago to the testimony of Lot in this city. So we want to get on there and finish this, but you go ahead, brother, and we'll follow.
I think the few verses actually that I had in mind can help bring us forward. They're from Hebrews 11 again, but we see in verse 24, Hebrews 11, 24, it says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the prophet or with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." And we see in his choice to refuse Egypt is what Abraham did. When he looked, he didn't choose Sodom, but he chose the plains of Mamre, or what the Lord had for him. And it's sad to see that Lot chose the pleasures of sin for a season.
Verse 13. Did I cut somebody off?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. If you're moving us forward, go ahead.
I was going to move us forward. I was just thinking, you said a bit earlier, talk about our brother talk about about Lot offering up his two daughters to the city. And in verse 14, Lot then goes to his future sons-in-laws and asks them to leave the city with him. If I were either of them, I wouldn't want to go anywhere with Lot. Lot had just offered up their fiancés to a mob. And I was just thinking, what do our actions do to our presentation of the gospel? Are our actions hindering others' acceptance of the gospel?
Just in regards to the testimony, I think we see it from three different aspects. The angels didn't want to come into the house. Heaven was saying that this man's testimony has been shot. The city didn't want to have anything to do with him. In fact, this is the effect that they had on him. See, he thought he was a friend of the world, and look what the world does to him. They say, "We're going to do to you even worse than to them." Sometimes we think that, you know, we're on the side of the world. And look, the world used him, will abuse him.
Hang on, David. Okay. We have some activity over in the corner there. And we're just going to wait till they're done talking. Dear sisters over in the corner, when you all are done, we'll go ahead. I think what David is saying is important. Okay, Dave.
So I was just saying that he became a friend of the world. And the world, we think we're going to become a friend of it, and it will use us and abuse us and spit us out. And he thought he, you know, these are the men that probably were coming to his house. He thought they were his friends, and they said, we're going to do worse to you. And so, you know, sometimes we have such, and also such a distorted view of success. You know, we think that we're going to come in and help, as we've been mentioning earlier, and here's someone who is going on in the world, and his testimony has been shot. And just again, to highlight the three aspects, heaven said your testimony shot, the two angels. The people of the city said you have no testimony here. And then even as close as his own family said you have no testimony here. And this was shot. And I just, a word to those that are older of us, that have an influence, and this is just something that's been on my heart for some time, what kind of an effect do we have on them? When I allow them to come over my house, what do I allow them to watch on my television, if I have a television? What things am I allowing them to come in and to be brought into my house? What influence do I have on them? You know, the Lord said, if you cause one to stumble, it's better for you to have a millstone put on your head and you be thrown into the sea. Very strong language. So just a word, to, especially to those of us that are older, that have some responsibility, and that have a degree of influence and impact on those that are younger. The Lord holds us very highly accountable.
Yeah, I just had a comment. Ties in with what Brother Dave and Ben both said, and also moves us into verses 15 and 16. But it's interesting that when in verse 14, Ben said that Lot tried to get his future sons-in-laws to move out. And he was trying to get these other people to move out, but then when it comes to himself in verse 15, it says, when the morning had dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, up, take your wife with your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away with the punishment of the city. But then verse 16, it says that he hesitated. He was so willing to get these other people to move out to save themselves, but then he himself was so attached to this that he was unwilling to move out himself.